Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. He's the founder of Smart Hustle Magazine, smarthustle.com. Check it out and find out all the things he's got going on there. His books can they find your books there, or they got to go somewhere else to find them?
Probably Amazon or Barnes & Noble's okay. Facebook Guide to Small Business
All right,
Marketing.
So the best place to find you, though, all things you do, is at smarthustle.com.
Yes, sir.
So check that out. Okay, Ramon, you also, we talked about earlier about your desire to get smarter as a mm-hmm. as a financial manager of your business, and good for you for that. We all need to continue to do that. I teach people about that, and I still need to get smarter about it. And you also felt, and I'm with you on this one for sure, that you need to get smarter with regard to how analytics work, the online, the web analytics of our websites, and how Google treats all that. You need to get smarter that way. You got some coaching on that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's really important. And Jim, that's something that I knew pretty well, meaning you go to Google Analytics. Those who don't know, Analytics is a free Google service that you can measure your referral traffic, who's coming to your website, what are the most read pages, and zillions of other bits of information.
Right.
So I knew it, Jim, on a surface level, like I'm sure you and most of your audience do. But I said, I need to know it a bit more, because especially as a publisher, you know, as one who's in the content world, it's pretty confusing. So the point is, I hired somebody, and he walked me through it for 2 hours, a webinar, you know, a screen share. Just, Ramon, here's how when people click, how to know exactly where they're clicking. Here's how to know the heat mapping, where they're clicking on your website and no more. We dove into referrals, where it's beyond just, you know, our friends in Palo Alto and others are sending traffic to me. It's to know even the traffic you're sending to yourself, Ramon. Let's start to tag that so you can know it's working. So we had a great session, Jim, of just how to use tools like this
right.
much better in business to get smarter.
Well, every business needs to have someone in their office who can do this, who can help you manage this.
Because
this is important. I wonder, though, if the people who are creating, if you are a publisher, the people who are creating the content, how much do they need to keep up with that? How much do they need to be involved in that? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. And in my team, Jim, I have so they're expert in it. They know more about this than me. And I think where they come in is, A, not just creating the content, but using analytics software and other software to know what resonates with our audience that we can make more of.
Yeah, curate content.
Yep, correct. Yeah. And the third thing is, I would say, kind of getting in the weeds here, but how to tag it properly so that our analytics software can then see it properly.
The front end part of this, in my opinion, is the key. The keywords, the tagging, the index, so that it'll get indexed properly.
Correct.
And of course, you've got to have your website set up properly. You need to have a security certificates on your website, all those kinds of things, because Google is a fickle helper, isn't it? Google's a fickle company. Their spiders are pretty fickle little animals, aren't they?
Exactly. And if they change algorithms or anything like this, you know, as we know, companies that have been hosed, as it were, are, you know, drastically affected because
absolutely.
Of it. So it's important to be on top of it. But it's not easy, Jim. You know, but that's why, as you said, having somebody on your team, whether you hire them externally or they're, you know, your employee in your office, have somebody who can help you. Because as business owners, Jim, I only have time to do two things, interview people and be on stage and a few other things. So people I need to be around me to help me use this.
Right, exactly. So what else did you learn about analytics?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the big thing I learned, Jim, is that, for example, when people send an email newsletter, most of the time, Jim, we just put the link in the email newsletter to our tribe, to our audience.
Mm-hmm.
What I learned is I should tag the links even in the email newsletter so that Google Analytics or whatever the platform I'm reading knows even which article was read most. So in most software, Jim, you can see that in the email marketing software. You can see what's clicked. But in order to get a holistic view, I'm now learning I need to tag even the link in email newsletters I send, if that makes sense. I'm sure you can help me make it sound smarter. But that's a big thing I learned as well.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And this is a discipline. Right. This is the new face of business discipline that everybody's got to get better at going forward. We can no longer just let it go. If you're a little mom and pop shop on Main Street, little mm-hmm. boutique shop on Main Street, if you have a website, or if you're a much larger company, we can't let these things go. We've got to get smarter about this, don't we?
Absolutely, Jim. It's so important, and I encourage every small business owner, get smarter about the things you don't know, and get more smarter about the things you already know in your business.
And get help from people like Ramon Ray, publisher of Smart Hustle magazine, smarthustle.com. Ramon, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you so much, man.
Always a pleasure. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we get smarter when Ramon joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.